Welcome to this edition of A Yarn That Could Save a Life. This series of radio plays looks at the very important issue of organ and tissue donation. This is something we should all learn more about so we can make a decision about donation and then share that decision with our family and friends. Brian's certainly keen to talk about it, but his daughter Natasha is not so keen on the topic. So her older brother Frankie, who works at the healthcare centre, has dropped by the house for a yarn and a cup of tea. Let's see what's going on.
That cuppa all right for you, mate?
Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
Tash said you know all the stuff I need to do about becoming an organ and tissue donor. She's a bit funny about talking to me about it.
I think it's a hard thing for a lot of people to talk about in a way. But I reckon it's one of those things we should be talking about.
Yeah, I agree. So what should I be doing about it? Do I need to let anyone know if I decide it's what I want to do?
Well, I know a bit about it, but I don't know everything.
I reckon that's the first time I heard you admit that.
Yeah, right. But I reckon the best thing you can do is find out lots of information. That will help you make your decision. So when you get a chance, get Tash to show you Donate Life website on your computer. It's donatelife.gov.au. I had a look at it at work today, and they've got loads of good information on how to become a donor, and all about donation and why it's important. It'll be good for Tash to have a look too, I think.
You're right there, Dad? You're not playing one of my games, are you?
Nah, still looking at all this donation stuff.
I still don't quite get the whole thing. Frankie said they give your organs and tissues and stuff to other people.
Yeah, I hadn't realised. But there's loads of people of all ages and from all backgrounds who are really sick or dying and who really need these donations. They say here that there's about 1,500 people on Australian organ transplant waiting lists at any time. So a donation could be a lung transplant that saves the life of a child, or it could be a kidney transplant, which means someone doesn't have to be hooked up to one of those kidney machines for hours.
This is cool. It says that a transplant can give the gift of sight, so they can even help people who might be blind, eh?
That is pretty good, right? And it's not that hard to get registered to be a donor, you know.
So how do you do it? Do they need to check you're healthy first or something?
No, you just have to let the Australian Organ Donor Register know your decision. It says I can do that online or by giving them a call. But then you lot have to know as well, so that when they ask you, you can tell them, I want to be a donor.
Well, it looks to me like Brian's pretty keen on this donation business. Which is great because we always need more people to be donors. As Brian was saying, there's some important steps that you do need to take once you've decided to become a donor. Firstly, you need to register your decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register. And most importantly, you need to have a chat with your loved ones. In Australia, the family of every potential donor is always asked to confirm the donation decision of their loved one before organ or tissue donation can proceed. So make some time and have the yarn that saves lives and let your loved ones know of your organ and tissue donation decision. Check out donatelife.gov.au for more information or talk to someone at your local health clinic or medical centre. This project is sponsored by the Organ and Tissue Authority.